establishing himself as one of the most widely read humorists of his day. His first novel, The Pot Hunters, was published in 1902. Woodhouse visited the United States in 1904 and again in 1909, when he sold two short stories to Cosmopolitan and Collier's and decided to remain in America. In 1914, he sold a serial to the Saturday Evening Post, and for the next 25 years, almost all of his books appeared first in this magazine. He collaborated in writing the lyrics for many musical comedies with such composers as George Gershwin, Sigmund Romberg, Rudolf Frimmel, and Victor Herbert. Woodhouse married in 1914. In 1939, while living in France at the time it was overtaken by the Germans, he was interned and then released, but not allowed to leave Germany. Unwisely, he accepted an invitation to broadcast to America, and despite the innocuous nature of the broadcasts, in England a scandal ensued and his loyalty was sincerely criticized. After the war, he set up permanent residence in the United States, and in 1955 he took American citizenship. In all, he wrote over 90 books, and he is now considered by many the greatest humorist to have ever taken pen to paper. The London Times hailed him as a comic genius recognized in his lifetime as a classic and an old master of farce. Woodhouse said, "I believe there are two ways of writing novels. One is mine, making a sort of musical comedy without music, and ignoring real life altogether. The other is going right down deep into life and not caring a damn." P.G. Woodhouse was created a Knight of the British Empire on the New Year's Honours List in 1975, and died 2 months later at the age of 93. Persmith Journalist by P.G. Woodhouse. The book is preceded by a preface from the author as follows. The conditions of life in New York are so different from those of London that a story of this kind calls for little explanation. There are several million inhabitants of New York. Not all of them eke out a precarious livelihood by murdering one another, but there is a definite section of the population which murders, not casually on the spur of the moment, but on definitely commercial lines at so many dollars per murder. The gangs of New York exist, in fact. I have not invented them. Most of the incidents in this story are based on actual happenings. The Rosenthal case, where four men, headed by a genial individual calling himself Jip the Blood, shot a fellow citizen in cold blood in a spot as public and fashionable as Piccadilly Circus, and escaped in a motor car. Made such a stir a few years ago that the noise of it was heard all over the world, and not, as is generally the case with the doings of the gangs, in New York only. Rosenthal cases on a smaller and less sensational scale are frequent occurrences on Manhattan Island. It was the prominence of the victim, rather than the unusual nature of the occurrence, that excited the New York press. Most gang victims get a quarter of a column in small type. New York, 1915, P.G. Woodhouse. Chapter 1. Cozy Moments. The man in the street would not have known it, but a great crisis was imminent in New York journalism. Everything seemed much as usual in the city. The cars ran blithely on Broadway. Newsboys shouted, "Work Street!" into the ears of nervous pedestrians with their usual Caruso-like vim. Society passed up and down Fifth Avenue in its automobiles. And was there a furrow of anxiety upon society's brow? None. At 1,000 street corners, 1,000 policemen preserved their air of massive superiority to the things of this world. Not one of them showed the least sign of perturbation. Nevertheless, the crisis was at hand. Mr. J. Philkin Wilberfloss, editor-in-chief of Cozy Moments, was about to leave his post and start on a 10 weeks' holiday. In New York, one may find every class of paper which the imagination can conceive. Every grade of society is catered for. If an Eskimo came to New York, the first thing he would find